We're holding Daf Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph on top. Because last Gemara was, the Shaila was that Rabbi Yonasan said that he said to Ben Asa, the question was, how do we know that a Nevela of a Chaya Tumei is Tomei? So he answered him back that there's a Hekesh that Behema is Bechlal Chaya and Chaya is Bechlal Behema. The last part was that the Chiyomus min a Behema zu Behema Tumei Hashilachem Leyochlu zu Behema Teira. Is Lamadnuch, and here we learn out that Chaya was Bechlal Behema, Behema Bechlal Chaya. And therefore Chaya Teira Bechlal Behema Teira, and Chaya Tumei was Bechlal Behema Tumei. So just like by Behema Tumei, the Nevel is Tumei, Hodin Chaya Tumei also was Nevel is Tumei. Now the Gemara in Daf Ayin Aleph says like this, Behema Tumei Bechlal Chaya Tumei. That a Behema Tumei is also Bechlal Chaya Tumei, and Behema Teira Bechlal Chaya Teira. That's what the dasha for this pasuk. So all then have a hekesh one to another. So after we heard this, of loshin azeh, this loshin omali that Ben Azeh said upon himself, that chavala Ben Azeh, like oyvei upon me myself Ben Azeh, shlo shimesh es Rabbi Shmuel. How come I did not learn by Rabbi Shmuel? This was the pshat Rabbi Shmuel dashin the pesukim. So kitcher for these pesukim we learn out that one has the same halach like the other one. The Rashi says it's like. Chavala ben Azeh means hefsed chalboli b'yelam. The Talmud vasa k'moisti, a great Talmud like me, like Ben Azeh, I did not learn from Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara explains what's pshat all these sakeshim over here. That chaya bechlal behema. How do we take and know that a chaya is bechlal the halachas of a behema minolam? The pasuk says zois habehema shetoichlu. These are the behemas that you're allowed to eat. And right away the Torah says shor sek sofim. Sovim. Then it says Ayel Utsri Yachma, which are Chayas. So even the pasuk starts off Zaysa Behema, so you see that a Chaya is Nichla on the Loch of a Behema. Haket Tereza come out that Chaya is Bechla Behema, a Chaya is Bechla Behema. And the same thing Behema Bechla Chaya Minolan. How do we know to say that a Behema is in the same halachis of a Chaya? The pasuk says Zaysa Chaya Shetechlu. These are the Chayas that you'll eat. And then the pasuk says, "Mikola bei Masher al Oritz," that called Mafreses Paraso. So it starts off with Chaya, and right away it goes to the word of Behema. Okay, so how did this come out? That Behema bechlal Chaya. What you have to say is that a Behema, yes, is bechlal the lochis of a Chaya. This is how we know the limudim. Now the shell was, what are they negated to? So where it says Chaya Tohira bechlal Behema Tohira means listimonim. The Torah only says this simonim of a behema Torah by a behema. How do we know the same simonim apply to a chaya? That's from this limud that chaya is bechlal behema. So the same simonim derived by a behema, the mafresas parso, shesar shesa, and malagera, the same thing applies to a chaya also. How do we say that chaya tumeya is bechlal behema tumeya? That's lavo. That's for the yisr havo. You can't be marviya one animal on top of another one. Whereas even though the Torah only says the Yisra Havah not to put one moon to another moon only by Behema, but the same thing applies by Chayis also. Now Behema Temeya Bechlal Chaya Temeya, what do we need that halacha for? Look at the Rebbe, that's for Rebbe's halacha. The time you learn like this. Rebbe Yomer said, Ekroni, let me read the Pasuk that Chaya, let me read the Pasuk Chaya. Behema loma nemra. How come in the same pasuk it says the word behema also? So the deek is like this: that nemra kan behema. It says here the word behema tameya. V'nemra lahalan behema tameya. Another place behema tameya. His malahalan just like over there tumach kodesh. We're talking about that the kodesh, the kodshim itself was tameya. His davkan here also we're talking about tumas kodesh, where the kodesh itself is tameya. So Rashi explains like this: Ekrani Chay Rashi Lagabi Korban Olav here in the parish of a Korban Olav Yerid, I ben Avelas Chayet Tameya ben Avelas Behema Tameya. That's the pasuk says. Now, really, it would have been enough just to say Chaya. Why does it have to say the word Behema? Why does it have to say I ben Avelas Chayet Tameya, I ben Avelas Behema Tameya? So, if you became Tameya, then you went to the Beis Hamikdash, and then you read Kachim that you Chayet a Korban Olav Yerid. So, why in the same pasuk does it have to say both? Of Oibin Yitosh either Nevelas Chay or Nevelas Behema. Since he says the talk of the word Behema is extra, and it's for Drosha that Nema Kan Behema Tameya. For Nema Bitome Shochla Sakodish. A person that's Tome if he's Kachim, the Pashas Emor, the Nefesh Kisiga B'chotami B'tumas Odom, or the Behemoth Tumeya. So Diyaki is Ma'al Halim B'tumas Kodesh, Kloima, B'tomei Shochlas Kodesh. The Apostle is talking about if the person is Tomei and he went to eat Kodeshim. Is Af here also, B'al Pashas of a Korban Oilu B'Yurid, is also the same thing. Af Korban Oilu B'Yurid, Dichsiv, or Nefesh Ashatiga, or Mashma de B'Negiyas Tuma Mechayiv Le Korban Oilu B'Yurid. That if you touch, if you're Tomei, and if you touch Kodeshim, so the Xerishov tells us no, you're not Chayiv unless that you're Tomei, and then you eat Kodeshim, or you Kones LeMikdash. So for this purpose, we have to have this Xerishov with this Hekesh. That's Revi's Limud. Now the Gemara says, Behema Torah, Bechlal Chayiv Torah, what does that mean to say? That they had before, that a behemoth Torah is b'chal a chaya Torah, that's li yitzira. That's for the parsha of yitzira. Rashi said, the guy b'chaya k'siv yitzira v'yetzer Hashem l'kim in adama kol chayas asoda. So therefore, not only chayas word in behemoth also. For now, if k'mina Rashi says, l'mapelis min behemoth chaya v'yoyf, if y'mapel min behemoth chaya v'yoyf, then soon see the come Reb Meir, Torah is v'lad aleim. If an Isha's mapple or uber that looks like a chaya or like a behemoth like an oif, she has tumas leidah, and therefore the mother has to sit. You may tumah, you may tyra. The minimum pelt the more says leidah nida my time. What's the reason of Reb Meir? Hoyu benema be yitzira kiyotim. Since it says the word yitzira by behemoth like an adam, so therefore not only behemoth who are din chayir also. That's what this halacha is, that a behemoth tyra is bechlal chayir tyra li yitzira. It's not, the Gemara says, no, we learn like this. Hamapelis min behema. If an isha is mapel, has a miscarriage, and when it comes out, the fetus looks like an animal, or else like a chai, or else like an earth, like a bird. So, bein temeim, bein terim, whether it look like behemoth, chai, soifus, terim, or temeim, still, im zochor, teshav, zochor. If what came out is looks like a zochor, she has hilchus tumma like a regular zochor, ben adam. And im nekevo comes out like a female, is Teshul in a keva? She has tumas like in a keva. What's going to be any day? Let's say she's not sure what it is, whether it looks like a zochor in a keva. Then Teshul a zochor in a keva, she has to go to Chumra both ways. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. So even though she's only mapel of dumus of a behema, still she has tumas later. The Chachomer and the Chum say no. Kol sheinu mitzuras Adam. Anytime the fetus does not look like an Adam, is ain't no vlad, it's not called a vlad. So what's for a meyeshita that no? That since it says the word yitzira by behem, it says the word yitzira by odom, we learn out ladodi to say that an isha would have tumas leida, even though the kid looks like a behem. Now the Gemara says the rabbanon is so high kru alomali. According to rabbanon, then what do we have to say? Because you say behem is bechlal chay, what do we need it for? There's no din of yitzira according to him. So what do you have to say? Behema Torah is Bechlal Chaya Torah for. So Zenechnami Kulu LeKareb Yudiyosa. According to Rabbanin, the whole thing comes from Rabbi Jerusha. That teaches us that what we're talking about, the Korban Oilu B'Yurid, is talking about a case where the person himself was Tomei, and then either he ate Kodeshim, or else he went into the Beis HaMikdash. So kids, so that's how we know these Jerusha, these halachas, Behema Bechlal Chaya, Chaya Bechlal Behema, and what the different halachas on the Geya too. Now the Mishnah says, let's say an isha that was pregnant, and now the fetus died inside the womb of the mother. Now a midwife put her hands inside the womb, and she touched this mace, she touched the uba mace. The locher is the midwife that touches it, she touched the mace, and therefore she's tamei. She's tamei for 7 days. But the Isha itself, is Torah, still remains Torah, until the Vlad goes out. Kozman, the Vlad is inside the womb, inside her, it's like Belua, so even though there's a mace inside her, still she does not become Tommy. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbo, Kishem Shetuma Bluya Eina Metamo, the same like it says in our Mishnah, that this Tuma, this Uba, this mace, that's Belua swallowed up in the mother's stomach, it's not Metama the mother. Is kachishna the same thing to hoira? Velua, if you swallow up something that's tor, you swallow, let's say, a ring, and then you go into an oil hamase, even though the person becomes tamei, but ainu mitama, but it does not become tamei. The ring itself does not become tamei since it's belua. It's inside the person, even though the person becomes tamei, but not what's inside him. Now the Gemara says tuma belua minolan. How do we know this? He said that the tuma itself is belua, swallowed up in the person. It's not mitama. The tuma doesn't go out. The pasuk says for yoicha minaveilosa is. If a person ate from a nevela, he becomes tamei, and then he goes to the mikvah, and Harash Shemesh, right away, he becomes tor. He goes to the mikvah, but Harash Shemesh, he becomes tor. Now, Mila Yaskin, are we talking about the Yochal Somach Leshkiya Sachama, that the person ate the nevela right before Shkiya, so that the nevela is still inside his body. His soul, Komarach, Monasudotar says, tor, that he has a right to go to the mikvah and then become tor. I, the nevela is still inside him. Elamai, that's the proof that since it's swallowed up inside him, it's not metama, tuma blue, does not go out. So Mara says no, but Dilma, maybe here there's no proof. But Dilma, Shan Yos, maybe here it's different. Dolechazi leger, here it's not fit for ger. That once you swallow the food, it's not fit to be eaten anymore. So that's why it has no tuma, not because it's blue, but it's not fit to be an echel anymore. So Mara says that depends. Honicha l'Rebbe Yochanan. It's good according to Rebbe Yochanan Shita Diyom that he says, Achazu v'yachazu ad lekelef, that it has to be edible as long as it's what degree is it not fit to lose its din tuma if it's not fit for kelef teeth. Says so here the mice, even though you swallow this, it's still, if you spit it up, it's still fit for dog to eat it, so it still has tumas nevela on it. Says go, it's good to prove sharp, you bring a good proof that why isn't tuma go out elamai, because it's tuma blua. That's good according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that Achazu is Ad Lekelef. So a nevela has no tumah, still has tumah, calls them on it's fit to be eaten for a dog, even though a ger would not eat it. But as long as the dog would eat it, it would have tumah. So how come here the tumah doesn't go out of the person? Elamayat Sermayat, tumah blue is not metama. But Ela, but according to Labar Poda, according to Bar Poda, the Yom Rih says no tumah chamura la ger. A tumah chamura is only has tumah, calls them on it's fit for a ger, a person to eat. If it's not fit for person to eat it anymore, it has no tumah blue, it has no tumah chamura. Meaning saying there's no abba tumah, like by tumas nevela. If the nevela is not fit for ger teeth, it has no tumah anymore. For tumah kala, simple tumah the rabbonin, or tumah of an arishon, or else it means to metam oichlo namashkin, even a rishon, the shenu with metam oichlo namashkin, then take it's ad lekelef. Says so, according to Bapodo, Mishum Lechoz Legeru. The reason why here it's not Metama you is because this nevela is not fit for ger teeth, since you swallowed it already, or another person will not eat it. So Mara says still no. Nehid Lechaz, if fun of true, if a ger, if somebody would see you spit it out, he would not eat this. But Shlei Befon of Mechsechazilei. But if the other person does not see you spit it out, like if you would spit out this nevela and then wash it off and give it to somebody else to eat, he would still eat it, still called edible. So still it should have tumas nevela on it. So how come the lochari, you let it go to the mikvah and become Torah at night? That's the raya, tumah blua is not mitama. So Mara says true, very good. So for Ashkechom we found tumah blua. We found that tumah blua is like a tor. It's not mitama. But how do you know the other way? That Torah blua, let's say you swallow something, you swallow a ring, and then you go into an oil hames, minolon, that what's inside you does not become tamei. So Mara says, this is the kal v'chomer. Oma kli cheres, ma dech a regular earthly kli. Hamukiv tzom and posel, if you seal it tight, it has a tight seal on top of it. Sheina ma tzela tumas shebetoichoi miletamei. That you should know, if you have an avatum inside this kli cheres, or we have a mace, a kazayas of a mace, inside this kli cheres, the tum is still boikas v'yitzat, the tum still goes out through it. The Yom HaMah, because we learned in Mishnah Es Noilis, that Tumah Ritzutzah, when you have a Tumah Sameis, and it's Ritzutzah means there's no Mechitza on top of it, there's no oil, there's no Pasech Tefach on top of it, so Tumah shoots out, is Bekas V'yol Ad Rekia, Imam shoots out to the Rekia. Still the Lochris Matzil Al Tayra Shematoichoi Milatamei, let's say you put this Klicheris inside an oil Hameis, inside the room that Hameis is there, and there's food inside this klicheres. As long as it's tight sealed, if it's sealed tight, the tumah does not go into it. to see that something protects that the tumor does not go in, but still the tumor shoots out. If so, Adam, when a person swallows the tumor itself, we just said before Adam, that shematzel al tumor shematoichoy milatamei, that the person swallows this novella. The locher of the tumor does not go out from him, the bluer helps that the tumor he has inside him does not shoot out upwards. If so, Eina Din, isn't it a swerve to say the Makabuchim from Klicheris, shematzel al tohoiva shematoichoy, that if you have something you ate, or if you swallowed a ring that's tor, and later you go into an oil hames, that since it's inside your body, it's the master, the tumor does not go in. Like Madaka Klicheris could protect what's inside, the tumor does not get into it. It can't protect what goes out, so an odium that protects that it can't go out, Shito protect that tumor cannot come into it. So Mara says, no, there's a pirchon is kabuchayma. I tell you, Mala Klicheris, shekeinene metama megaboy. The Klicheris is different. The Klicheris has a special kula. It's not makabel tumor from the outside, only from the inside of it. But Tiyama B'yod, the modem is different. Shematama megaboy. That a person could be metama from the inside megaboy. Or from the outside. If a mace type, something touches the outside of a person, it does become tummy. So the Kuru, there's no kabel, there's pirch on the kabel chayma. So Mara still says no. Anan megaboy kamrinon. Are we learning out from the outside of a person? We're not talking about the maga of the outside of a person over here. We're talking about mitoichu kamrinon. Talking about the inside of a person. We're talking about blue over here. Sa'ad rabba. In this punk, klicheres chomor. Shekein metama me'aviroi. If anything, klicheres has a chumra to it. Then we're talking about become tummy from inside it. A klicheres is metama me'aviroi. If the tumor just goes into the avir, the space, the air space of the klicheres, even though it doesn't even touch it, still it's makabel tumor. So therefore, we have this good kabel chayma, that if an odom could protect the tumor from inside, does not go out, shita protects that the tumor does not come into it. So Mara says, very good. Ashkechon so far, belua, dilamalo, that you swallow food, or you have something went down to your mouth, and it's inside your body, so your body protects it, the tumor does not go in, the tumor does not go out. But belua, dilamata minolon, how do you know somebody puts it in from his bottom? Puts it into the bottom of his body. Puts it in through the lamata. How do we know that there also, once it's inside the body, that both the tumor does not come out and the tumor does not go into it to metamorit? So we're stuck to the kabel chayma. Oma lamala madak, when you put the food through your mouth. Shein ois ichlo doesn't get rotted, doesn't get finished right away. It has to go through the whole digestive tract. Only at the bottom does it get digested completely. Still matzel, that in matzel the tumor does not go out. If so, lamata, when you have something in the bottom of your intestines, all the way in the bottom there, shoyes anicha, that's where the food is really eaten up completely. Ein adin, isn't it as far to say, shematzel, that for sure there, it should be matzel, it should protect it, that again, the tumor doesn't go out, tumor doesn't come in. Someone says, no, but klum ois icha lamata, elay day mala, but monashach, it only gets digested on the bottom because it went through the whole tract, because it started up on top, through the mouth, and went all the way down. But the chur just putting it into the bottom there, the chur that alone does not make an ichel. The Gemara still says no. Filu hachi, even so, ichod lamata rav. Still, lamaisa on the bottom there, that's the makom where it does get digested, so it comes out of thirst and waste. Rashi says ichod lamata rav, pepeh, it's more on the bottom than the peh, because pepeh ain't a masachal kokach at shiro lamata. Still, the ichod digestive system is on the bottom in the intestines. So therefore, there's the biggest word to say when it goes through the bottom, that's also the same malocha like lamalo, that it would protect that the tumor does not go in, and the tumor would not go out. The other Gemara says, Ashkechom we found so far, blue the yodom, nechami, if a person swallows the nevelom, so the tumor doesn't go out, and who adin, he'll protect, the tumor does not come into him. But blue the behemah minolom, how do you know if a behemah swallows a food that's tummy, or the behemah swallows something that's tor, that it remains Torah. How do we know by behemoth also? So the Gemara says, Kal b'chayma. O ma odom shematama mechayim. Ma duch a person. That is mekabel tumah mechayim. If he touches a mace or an avatum, he becomes tummy. Still matzah b'bluam. What goes inside the person remains Torah, or else the tumah does not go out of him. If so, behemoth. She'enu matama mechayim. Kol zman a behemoth is alive. It's never mekabel tumah. You can't have a behemoth that has tumah on it. If so, any din, isn't it a swara to say, shetatzel bebelua, that it should also be matzo, what goes inside it, the tumah of it does not come out, and what din, if it goes in his tor, tumah does not go into him at tamrit. Smara says, no, Mali Yodim and Odim is different. Shekain Sorach Shiyah Beis HaMenugah. Lochez of Odim goes into a house that has a neger inside there. So when is the clothing that he's wearing Tomei? Only if he waits there, like we'll soon see, he has to wait there a shear, and it'll take some Peter Pras of bread. Mashen came to Yom of a Behemoth, but a Behemoth is not that way. Shein Atzrich HaShiva Beis HaMenugah. But a Behemoth, as soon as he walks into the Beis HaMenugah, a house that has a Nega, the Behemoth, or the Kalem on top of the Behemoth, becomes Tomei right away. So you see, a Behemoth is more Olul L'Kabot Tumah. Samar says, no. Behemoth, that's what you're telling me. For what type of things are we talking about? For the behemoth itself to become tamei that we just said no. Because the man of behemoth is alive, it doesn't become tamei. So lamai hilchasu, you say if a behemoth goes into a house that has a nega, that the behemoth becomes tamei, it means lekelim shagaba. The kelim that not that he's wearing, because usually an animal doesn't wear clothing, means if it has a bundle of clothing on top of him. So that bundle becomes tamei right away as soon as it goes into the beis hamenugah. If so, Odim Nami, the same halach applies by an Odim also. Loi boy, he also doesn't have to wait until it becomes Tomei. Like we'll soon see, the only time an Odim has to wait, that's if he's wearing clothing. The suit that he's wearing, that only becomes Tomei. When he walks into this bayit that has a nega, if he waits there a while, but if he's carrying something on top of him, that becomes Tomei right away. That's not what's learned like this. Gemara in Brachos, ha nichnas lebeis hamenuga. If a man walks into a house that has a nega in that house, for the cable of Al-Ksefov, if he's carrying something on his shoulders, the sandal of a tabosa biyod, if he's holding his shoes or a ring, so who v'hein t'mei miyad, they become tummy right away. As long as he's not wearing them, he's holding them, carrying them, they become tummy right away, just like Ben Odom comes in, just like a behemoth comes in with the kalim. But the only ichilik Ben Odom is, what's going to be, how you love his kalim, let's say he was wearing his suit, the sandal of Baraglav is wearing his shoe, the tabosa betzvah, he was wearing his ring, then the loch rezu tamim miyad, the Odom himself becomes tamim right away as soon as he comes into this house. But for Hain, this clothing that he's wearing or whatever he's wearing, that tohirim achi yishoy bechte achilas pras, until he stays there in the Beis HaMenugah, how long it takes him to eat on achilas pras, a half of a loaf of bread, and this is pas chitim, a bread made out of wheat, for loy pasar, not a bread made out of barley. Mesav, how long it takes him to eat it? Lying down, v'yoichob lifted, eats it when he's dipping into other food. Kits is pretty easy that way. Rashi says, pras at chatzi kikel sh'ervin sh'mozen sh'tei sudas. V'ushmeine beitzim. So chatzi of that is teat four beitzim. How long it takes you to eat the size of four eggs worth of this wheat bread when you're eating it lying down and belifting with some other dish to dip it into. Now, Omar Rava. Rava says, tavayu taninon. Both of these two halachas we just said, we learned there are Mishnahs, we learned the Mishnahs, like we learned the Mishnahs in Tumah Blua, Tanina, we learned the halacha of a Tumah Blua. If it's inside you, the Tumah does not go out. And Torah Blua, the same thing, if you swallow something that's Torah, that it doesn't become Tumah, also we learned Tanina. How do we learn these things? The Mishnah Mikvoyas that says, Tumah Blua Ditnam, learn like this. Bola Tabas Temeya, somebody swallows a ring that's tummy. Toivel, he has a right to go to the mikvah. Then he could eat truma, and we don't say the tum of the ring inside him is matamin. What's going to be he called? Let's say he vomits up the ring, then the ring is tum. It's matamim also. You see clearly that kozman it's inside him. The tumah does not come out. Now Torah blue had another loch. If you swallow something that's tor, it remains tor. Also tinin. Also we learn the Mishnah mikvoyis. It's not learn like this. What's going to be bola tabos Torah? Somebody swallows a Torah dicker ring. V'nichnas li'el hamet. Then he goes into an oil that a mace is there. And the person becomes tummy because he's inside the oil hamet. He has tumas mace on him. And therefore, all that come Torah, v'hiza v'shona v'tovol. They spritz on him from the mechat. It's the third day and the seventh day. Then he goes to the mikvah. And so he's Torah. And then later, v'kiyoy, then later he swallows it out, this ring. Hareyu kamoshoi, so the ring is also still tor. You see clearly this ring never became tomei. Because if the ring wouldn't become tomei, then the tefillah was no good because it's not called the ring was in the mikvah. So here you have a raya clearly both ways that the tuma blua and Torah blua. So what's the chiddush? Somewhere it says, yes, ki kamarab, when did Rabbi say the chiddush? We're going shabola shtei tabois, where he swallowed two rings. Achas tomei, yachas tohiron. One ring was tomei, one ring was tor. And the Chiddush is the loy mitamel lo, mitamel Torah, that the Torah take a ring, even though inside the body it touches the Torah take a ring, the Torah take a ring does not become tamei, since it's only inside the body, inside blua, that's the Chiddush, that nothing becomes tamei inside. That was the Chiddush of Rabbah. Just to say that the Tumah does not come out, the Tumah does not go in, those are Mishnayisin. But after the Gemara started off, Amar Rabbah, that Hashem Shetumah blew Einim Metama, Kach Tor blew Einim Metama, that was his Chiddush. Now, in case a person swallowed two rings, a Tumadik and a Toradika, the mice of the Torah still remains Tor, does not become Tumah inside.
All right.
Now the Gemara is this enough, Ein Beis Amar Aleph, the Gemara says on top, I Vo Uba V'chaya, that if a woman was pregnant and the Ubud's mace, and now a chaya puts her hands inside the womb and she touches the Uba, so it says in the Mishnah that she becomes tamei. I, the Uba and the chaya, kishteta boys domi, the two taboys inside, and she does become tamei, even though the maga was done inside. You see, a tumah blua could be matama something else with nagi inside it. Become a tamale uba lechaya. So it's not like we just have shan rabba. So Moses says, no, Amar Rabba says like this, that shani uba and uba is different. Hoyu b'soifalotze, since the uba, the fetus, is only to go out of the body, so that's not called blua, that's called like it's outside already. That's why if the chaya touches it, she becomes tamay. So Moses asks back, Amar Rabba, uba soifalotze tabois and soifalotze, what can I swear with this? Only an uber, a fetus, is Seifalotzei, is Adarab. The fetus was created, they're born there. And a ring, a tabas, is ain't Seifalotzei, how could that be? A tabas. Something you swallow doesn't belong there altogether. So how could you tell me that's called ain't Seifalotzei? Is there anything for sure? That's also called Seifalotzei. So what should be the difference? What should be the difference between two tabloids? You say, one is not Matama, the other one inside. But the uber could be Matama the Chayi. What should be the difference? Samar says rather Elo Amarovo that Pumpadiso Yoda Time Ador Milso, the people in Pumpadiso, they know how to answer this question. Omani, who is it from Pumpadiso? Rabbi Yosef. It's Rabbi Yosef, the one that knows how to answer this. The Yomar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that Om Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel Tumezu Enoi Medivrei Torah. That the Mishnah says the Chayi becomes Tummy if she touches the Uber inside. Avad, it's not midiraisa. Avad, it's only Ela midivrei seifrim. It's only midirabonim, you say it. Because midiraisa, since the tumah blue, avad, it's not matama. Samur says, my ain't midivrei ter, Ela midivrei seifrim. The loy tema do not say, Ali b'dirabi kiva, diyama uba b'mei isha, t'meya. Don't say it's only going according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, Ela afilu Rabbi Shmuel, diyama uba b'mei isha is teira. Still goes about tumi midrabbonin. Rabbonin, what goes the tumi here midrabbonin? Smor explains my enoi midivrei Torah elu midivrei seifrim. What does it mean to say it's not midiraisa, but rather it's midivrei seifrim? What do you mean to add by say it's midivrei seifrim? Smor says the late time would not say that Ali but the Rabbi Kiva that our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Shita Rashi says the yom that he holds uba meis shebemei isha is tamei. That it has tumas meis on it, which the Dif Hilkach would have thought to say mitam alechaya, that v'chaya, the midwife, puts the hands inside the womb and touches the dead uber, she becomes tamei to tuma blua mitama, utare blua mitama, v'shetare mishum demaga b'sestorim. He don't think that's pshat, that the reason why the ish is tor is because she's based on storim, but rather the Gemara like says the loy tema don't say. Ali, but the Rabbi Kiva, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. The Yom that he holds Uba, the Mei Isha Tak is Tomei. And that we just said, Rashi, the reason why the mother's Tomei, because it's based on Storim. And the Uba becomes, and the Chai becomes Tomei, because she touches it. And there's no din of Tumah Blua. But no, Elo rather, Pshan, the Mishnah is like this. Elo Afilu, the Rabbi Yishmael. Our Mishnah keeps going according to Rabbi Yishmael Shita. The Yom that Rabbi Yishmael holds, Uba b'meya isha tohor, to the dead uber in the stomach of the mother is still tohor. There's no din tum at all. And if so, why if the chaya touches it, does she become tamei? But here I'll tell you, gozo bo tumah midrabbanan. It's a new tumah midrabbanan. If you touch the chaya, if the chaya touches it inside, there's a new tumah midrabbanan over here. and my time, and what's the reason that Rabbanu made this new gzera, this new din to me here? Rav Oishi, I'll tell you, it's a gzera. Shem yoytse vlad roishoi chus to proizdo. We're afraid that maybe the vlad would stick out his head outside of the proizdo, that maybe he would have a din later. And if the vlad would stick his head outside, then it would be a later. And since it's mace, it would have tumas mace on it. So if even though now it's inside the womb, it didn't come out, it's a gzera with Rabbanu. Rashi says, gzera shem yoytse. If you say she's torn, probably we have to be afraid sometimes Shavlad would throw out its head. And here it's really kilut, and then it would be metama. And still we'll think the chayim when she puts his hands inside. She's touching it now, she's torn. See, if it was exerim with the rabbanon, we said at all times, if the chayim puts the hand inside, she becomes tamei. The kid to that shana mishten, sonny exerim with the rabbanon that she's tamei. But really, about it, she should not be tummy midiraisa because of the svar of tumma blua. The Gemara says that we hochi, if so, ishanami, then why isn't the isha tummy? Why does the Mishnah say the isha self is tor? Why do we say the isha is also tummy? I think there, maybe the yuba came out already. The Gemara says, no, isha, the svar is mageshas biyatsma. An isha feels she knows herself whether she gave birth or not. If the head comes out, the isha would know about it, and then the chaim, then she would be.